Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Well, that's up to you and the Lord. I don't recommend it at all. Using the credit card to tithe and donations may get you in deeper in debt. So I would give that to the Lord and ask Him to provide. I know that when we walked through a season years ago, came in the kingdom for the first time, and I began to, I needed a tithe. I didn't have the money to do it, and I was in debt. So I began to pray. And I began to tithe whatever I could. You know, I couldn't do 10% of the time, so I just did what little bit I could do. And then when I put that in the offering, I asked the Lord to increase it, and He did. He increased it over time to where I could get up to 10% and begin to tithe more. But I'd recommend to not go into debt, because that's a stronghold to not do that. Now, there's a time maybe the Lord calls you to do something, you know, using a credit card. I'm not sure, but you know what I mean? There might be a season, but make sure that there's a repayment plan, that you have confirmations and different things like that. So, Lord, we pray over debt, over this. We just thank You that You are greater than all things. And we thank You for the hearts of everybody right now, that You would release Your strategy, that You would release finances, repayment in Jesus' name. Well, first of all, so sorry that you're walking through this, any kind of legal matter, and getting hit with finances. So, Father, we just thank You for Your goodness, that You still stand in the midst of all this. So I'm just saying is to stay faithful to the Lord. And do your best to find some Bible verses. These are the Bible verses are legal documents. And it may take some time, may take strategy, you know, and it may take time and energy, but to begin to utilize these, the Bible verses and wisdom and get prayer. Be sure to get more prayer around you. Find people to agree with you in prayer. Is the best thing, but you've sown. Hey, I can feel the presence. Many people have sown a lot, and you're in a time of reaping. Now, like I said before, we're all in different seasons. Some people need to sow right now and shift things, and others are in a time of standing. You need to determine where you are right now. He'll speak to you about it. Well, first of all, how terrible. So sorry that you're going through this, you know, people with either committing suicide or always wanting to commit suicide. It's a spirit of death and suicide. So right now, find a way to be encouraged. You know, if you're around that a lot, that's part of your job, then you're going to need a greater prayer. You know what I mean? Find a couple of people that can text with you or some prayer, do a prayer text group, or Facebook or something, or even live. You can have a couple people pray. Just find some more prayer. That's why I was really sensitive when I heard that. Find more prayer. Raise up greater level of prayer. Even if it's just if two agree together, it will be done, Jesus said. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. So praying in that will really, really help. And we just take authority right now. Lord, You take authority over the spirit of death and suicide. And we release life over this. Jesus, You came to give us life and life more abundant. So we pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if there is, take it off. You know, there's the Lord is for, He's the one who has everything. And so if you have an attack of a spiritual muzzle, there is some verses that talk about it. And if you have an attack of it, remove it right now. Remove off everything Take off those things that hinder and throw it to the cross of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ. And then you can find the verses about it if you need to. I don't believe that any attack is from the Lord. And that when you see these things, it's an attack of the enemy. And he gets you to try to believe it. It's like, I just heard this at Bethel at the healing rooms. People start believing in the flu season. You know, there's a season of healing. It's flu season. It's not the Lord. You know, as you believe this, the Lord is with us. He is greater than all things. And we just need to come into alignment with that part of it. Now, it takes time to do it, but you can do it right now. We just shift everything right now in Jesus' name. Good questions.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.